All right, welcome to the Just Two Black Brothers. Welcome to the podcast. We are joined by the Hip Hop Junkie this afternoon. How's everything? How you doing? How you feeling?
Good, man. Just chilling. Just here. Just waiting for this interview.
All right. Where you reside out of? You in the States?
Yeah, I'm in Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay. Oh, we thought you lived out of the country. Because we was doing this for a time difference.
Because I'm on a time crunch because my schedule is crazy. So
got you. I see. So why they call you the Hip Hop Junkie?
Yeah, cause I live, breathe, and eat, drink all that hip hop. So.
And how long you been that way?
That name was given to me, so it wasn't something that I chose to put my name describe myself.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. What's your nationality? Where you from? You was born here?
Oh, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh, Puerto Rican, okay. Shout out Puerto Rico. Oh, yeah, y'all close by. I did some work in Miami, like in 2017, 2018, and I think a few of my coworkers had came from Puerto Rico. They would just go back and forth for work. Go back and forth to work because I guess it wasn't that far of a trip, right?
That's dope.
But yeah, so, how long you been a hip hop head? All your life, or was it something that happened?
All my life, man.
How did it start? What was the first hip hop you heard?
Probably Planet Rock.
Oh damn! Okay.
Yeah, because my mom was like into music big time, so that's how I got into it. She was like into the disco stuff, so I was like a disco baby.
Yeah.
So my mom got into the records and hip hop stuff. So growing up in New York, you know, having the records and all that playing around. So of course, you know, listening to Planet Rock and such, that was the influence there.
Okay, what'd you say, Paul?
No, I was asking about. I was gonna say, what is hip hop to you?
Hip hop is everything. Hip hop is a culture. It's life. Something to go by.
Who your favorite rapper you've been listening to?
My favorite rapper, Black Thought.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. I don't play around.
Yeah. You listen.
Black Thought is like the number one for me. So.
You listen to some shit that can get you through some things.
Yeah.
Who's your top five?
Oh man, that's a tough one because it always changes.
No, we can do different ways for you though. You can get like, we can do like top five New York, top five West Coast.
Always the one thing that is consistent is always Black Thought is number one for me.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, anywhere from Black Thought to Voice 5'9" to Pharrell Monch to Andre 3000 to, you know, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane. So it's always like Jean Grey. It's always like a different circle of people.
Sorry to cut you off. We had a contest and I used Jean Grey as one of my people and they was like, who the hell is that? They didn't know who she was. I was like so disappointed in all of them.
They ain't give Jean Grey no love in that thing.
Yeah, I always tell people if you like Voice 5'9", Jean Grey should be your
somewhere
your,
close your by.
Yeah, somewhere close by.
So yeah, who we had in that thing? I ain't get no love with Rhapsody though. I had Rhapsody in there. They weren't showing Rhapsody no love. Who else? I had Roxanne Shanté.
What do you mean out of your top five?
Or? So now me and Poe, we was doing our own little versus thing with female rappers. So he picked 10, I picked 10. We would play a song by each and the people would vote. But I think when he played Jean Grey, they was like, who the hell is that?
Yeah, they didn't know who she was. They never heard
of her. Yeah, Jean Grey is a monster, man. That's somebody that you should not mess with.
You know about Bug Brown?
Bug Brown?
Yeah, you heard about her before?
Oh, I've seen the name. And I remember the name, but I don't...
Kind of rap the same way, too. You need to look her up. I would say, what's the female MCs you like besides Jean Grey?
Jean Grey, there's Rhapsody, there's, Star. Star is one of them. Phoenix.
I had her on the show before, too.
Ty Phoenix.
Okay.
Phoenix Indigo, that's another one. These are also my people that follow, that I follow and check out.
Yeah.
There's plenty. I can't even remember right now.
I would say, how do you go about finding new music there?
New music is just straight up follow the artist.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the artist. If you're smart, you go into their social media and follow them. Follow their YouTube page.
But I'm saying, how do you find them before that? Come say you got to hear the music before you follow them.
Hear the music?
Yeah, which one is it?
Yeah, like music, I don't know. It's either that I end up listening to their music somehow through either from the very beginning from the blog sites, because it used to be the blog site like 10 years ago. And then from there, start going into like, now it's a stream. Like everything is streamed. So like if you stream something, whether it be in SoundCloud or whether it be in Spotify, whether it be Apple Music, they always tend to make you go to another artist that sounds similar to them.
Yeah.
So that's a new way of listening to different artists. And from there, I can go and say, I like this person. Or even YouTube. YouTube is probably like the most place that I stay in that I listen to new artists, because sometimes it refers me to different or recommends me to different artists.
Hey, I say you need to go back and listen to our stuff. You're gonna be in heaven, because that's all we do is like mostly showcase new artists.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Probably over 600 interviews. It's all new. Wow. People.
Yeah, I just got hit to you because Nope told me to check y'all out. So I was like, okay, you know, she's the one that brought me to you guys.
How you know Nope?
Nope is through my page. She was a follower of mine. We mutually follow each other.
Mm.
And then also I promote some of her artists that she manage or she markets to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Nope know everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nope.
Yeah, that's why I was like, we gotta work together, because we both like we could do something bigger.
Right. So you doing artist promotion right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Marketing promotions. Also do graphics as well.
Oh, that's what's up. We might have to hit you up. Poe getting better, but he is better than me. But we both be trying to do our own graphics sometimes. That should be looking crazy though.
A lot of people are their own graphic designer, promoter, everything. I mean, that's how it is now, man.
You gotta learn that shit yourself, because if you like,
yeah,
busy,
yeah.
If you busy with me, like how I'm doing it, say if I'm doing, I can mess around and do like 10 interviews in 1 week.
Yeah.
So they charging like $50 a flyer. Man, hell no. I ain't paying that shit. That's a bag right there.
If you can do it, there's people that come to me and they be like, oh, you know, like, how much I charge, and I tell them my charge, and they'll be like, let me get back to you, and then they end up doing it themselves.
Hey,
so it's like,
that should be funny. Like, you already know what you already know what they mean when they say let me get back to you too, huh?
I mean, it doesn't bother me, so I'm like, all right, cool.
They be like, shit,
it.
I ain't paying that. Nah,
you gotta learn how to do it yourself, or you gotta pay that person for their time.
Hey, it'd be funny though, because they be coming out. Some people be coming out with some crazy ass prices. I'm like, you know, it's funny. I get a lot of them graphic artists that be following me. So, and I follow them back, and that's when they DM you like, "Hey, I do graphics." You be like, "How much?" Oh, I charge $100 for a mixtape cover. I'm like, "All right, I'll holler." Like, oh, I said, I'll let you know.
$300 one time.
But somebody said, "You see, it was a nice flyer."
But they said $300. I was like,
"You see, you got to look at the quality."
Nah, they ain't worth $100. What I saw.
Yeah, if it ain't worth it, then you be like, nah. Because with me, I tell my clients like no, or tell potential clients like no. You need to look at my work.
Right.
You understand that this is the reason why I price it that way. Because look at this shit, and go ahead and look at that $5 looking ass.
Right. What you use?
Photoshop and Illustrator.
Oh yeah, Illustrator is dope. I just we went and bought the damn Adobe thing. I bought it where you pay monthly, the Creative Suite.
Oh nah, man, I got that old school bootleg shit, man.
And that shit still put out firework.
That should still put out fire.
Oh, man.
You gotta keep that computer up, huh? Like, long as that computer keep working, you good.
Yeah, there you go, man. Keep it going, yeah.
So, as
far as... I'm still a motherfucking pirate at the end of the day.
Huh. So, like, you make merch, because, like, you got your own shirt.
Yeah, man. This is my shirt. It's my logo.
That's cool.
Oh, where you selling merch at?
I should be going up soon, man. I'm trying to get everything together, try to make new designs, so it just won't be just this.
Gotcha.
It just won't be just the logo itself. It'll be other designs.
I got you.
So I'm trying to allot some time for myself to create new designs.
And what's in your current playlist now? What artists in your current playlist?
Man, anything like Griselda, like.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, that shit fire, huh? Me.
Huh?
That shit fire, ain't it?
Yeah. I've always been a fan of them for many, many years. It's just, you know, now everybody got hip to them, and now they're the top tier. And
we got a crew for you to go listen to if you like them, huh, Paul?
Yeah, they
tell you. They names is Def Soldier and Prime City.
You
okay.
Yo, if you like Griselda, you gonna like them. We interviewed them a couple weeks ago, and when I heard they got an album out called Cloth Talk.
Cloth Talk.
Cloth.
Cloth.
Yeah, CLOTH.
Okay.
Talk. Man, that album nice. They dropped it this year.
There's a collective called the Cloth.
Oh, they nice. Yeah.
What? They were fucking ridiculous, night.
Like. All right, so we gonna play a word association. We gonna play a word that's association that. With you.
Okay.
We gonna drop a rapper name, and you just give us what you think about that rapper. I give you four rappers, and Pope gonna give you four rappers. I would go with Tupac.
West Side.
What about Gucci Mane?
Bird.
What about who I could get? Oh, Master P. All right. I'm gonna try to stump you with this one. What about Eric Sermon?
Green Eye Bandit.
What you got, Paul?
I'm trying to find something. I'm looking on her page, seeing if I find somebody I can say.
Huh.
Prince.
Hmm?
Prince.
The Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prince? Purple.
Ghostface.
I see. Ghostini.
Okay.
Let me see who else. B-Nuts.
That's a tough one. Let's see. Decavo.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Big Pun.
Legend.
Who your legends? Who your legends since you said that? Pun, who else?
Anywhere from Rakim to Big Daddy Kane.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne is, I consider him a legend. I think a lot of people don't give him credit for what he...
And what he be saying? He be saying some shit, don't he?
Yeah, what he be saying is just that, you know, his drug habits kind of cloud that name, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then he had a spell where he was talking real nasty. I said, damn, Lil Wayne has some songs like maybe like 2016, 2017... I was like, man, he must not be getting none because he keep talking about what he going to do with it, what he going to do to it.
When he was talking about today sucked the brown off.
I was like, dang, man. He had got real nasty. Then he went back to, then the drug stuff started coming out more and more. But he still got his bars, though.
You could tell that he was drilling down when he started getting heavy into the drug use.
Right. So, yeah, Wayne.
He's still a monster, you know, it's just that. He needs to get off that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
But I mean, he needs some fucking therapy or something to cope with, because that shit is not working, man.
Yeah. So what you think about the hip hop game right now? Like some people say, hip hop is in a good state because it's multiple branches now, like different genres.
It always had different genres.
But you wasn't getting money in those genres before.
because of social media.
Right. Now social media made it where they're getting paid, right?
Social media, because social media made it easier to connect with artists. That's what I was saying from the beginning, that you need to follow the artist. If you follow the artist, you can actually see throughout all their social media. They would advertise, they would have merch. I mean,
they was doing shit back in the day. They just weren't getting no love.
Yeah. So now, like, with the older rap artists, they trying to do the same. They're like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get a podcast. Well, you got like legends MC like Elder Sensei. You know, he tours all over the world, but he can't really do that during the COVID. So yeah. He basically just started making shirts, doing merch to provide, you know, for his family and such, and you know what he's used to, the income, a certain amount of income that he used. There's a lot of them, like Big Daddy Kane, he does the same thing. He has shirts and everything.
You close to any rappers?
You got Ghostface doing cameo.
Yeah.
You know
they say shit. They say Tekashi on there now.
On
cameo.
Nah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because look, somebody said there was an article that came out yesterday. I guess nobody had seen him since September. And
he got sick.
Yeah, he got sick, and then they said he was taking hydroxycut and something else mixed.
Man, that shit's so old school. I was like, he still taking that shit? I thought they took.
Hey, he was taking fat burners.
Yeah. No, because he said he was getting fat shamed. Because remember he had that video, he was laying in the grass with his shirt off or something?
Nah, I don't.
You make your motherfucking heart.
You don't follow him?
Put the energy to even watch the dude.
What you think about him, though?
What, about that dude?
Just, yeah, him Poe think he a hip-hop plant. He was planted by the government or some shit on some weird shit, like...
I think he was planted by the government, but I think he was a kid that got into some antics, and it just got popular. And just like these kids with the TikTok, you got to keep growing and doing some fuck shit. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and went over his head.
Hey, them kids fucked up on TikTok. They be trying to keep that shit going. They be like, swallow a pen challenge. Them motherfuckers start choking and shit on there. I'm like, why y'all... Like, why are you trying to swallow a pen?
I don't, even in my page, I don't put that type of focus on those type of artists. You know how, like, people be like, no, mumble rap, none of that, da, 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 da. I don't put none of that energy into it, because it's just, like, you're putting too much focus on it. And then you got to think about, like, even if I even put an ounce of, like, hey, this person is whack, or a meme or something, that's giving that artist promotion, promotion.
And plus, it's a lane for mumble rappers right now. Like, you can't even talk about no goddamn mumble rapper. They making money.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, but you got some rap, man. Look, like, what you think about this? Like, I remember back in the day, I think the Outlaws was dissing Exhibit. And they was like, if you ain't in this rap game for the motherfucking cash, man, then what is your purpose? Do you feel like there's rappers who are in it for the money, and the rappers that are just in it because they like to rap, they don't care about the money?
I think there are both. There are MCs that are in it for the culture and for in it for that. But there's also, you know, there's people that actually, this is their career. This is their bread and butter. So they, of course, they're going to make money out of this situation. You know, there are rappers that are doing it for the money, and you could tell now because they're like different music labels, like Atlantic, I think it is, or whoever they are, like they creating these rappers that, you know, they look gimmicky and they just push them out so they can sell millions. So it's obvious.
And they don't even care if that person, because like you said, that's a gimmick that's only going to be around for like, shit, maybe next 6 months, but that label ain't looking out for that artist outside of that time frame. It's like, yo, we finna put you out there. You gonna look like an asshole, but you gonna make a lot of money. But don't fuck that money up, because once that gimmick over, ain't gonna be no room for you out here no more. But
yeah,
so I guess like, but I don't know. I like Lil Baby, man, but I don't even look at him like a mama rapper no more. I be knowing what he say now. I know what
he. The baby, I like both of them.
Hey, the baby had some shit he said the other day. You keep fucking with me, you gonna be a bastard. He had a line. Damn, on that song. That song's so damn tight. I forgot the name of the song though. Because baby got that cadence. That cadence is what make him nice.
I don't consider them mumble rappers at all. Like, I can hear them clearly. Just like the Migos. Everybody was saying Migos were mumbling. And I was like, yo, I can hear them clearly.
Yeah.
It was just at the beginning, at the very beginning, when it was making, this is when they was making, like, Fight Night and all that stuff. Like, they were saying the same, like, one-word hooks and stuff.
Back then, they were doing that mumbling shit,
but after a while, they were saying shit clearly. It's just that people kind of just...
They associated them with that era. Like, if I had to think about a mumble rapper right now, who would even be a mumble rapper right now? I don't even know.
I would say probably like Designer. When Designer came around, you couldn't hear him clearly.
That motherfucker was screaming.
That's why
he ain't around no more.
You see, that's a motherfucker that got fucked.
Yeah.
He was playing around doing that act, and that shit bit him in his ass. Because when later on, when he was trying to be serious, I don't know what happened, but I believe he got blackballed. Because when he turned around and started being serious and started rhyming like how he was way before, they don't give him no airplay, nothing.
I think they did the same thing to T-Pain in a way, too. When he was like, you doing the auto-tune shit, then you come out like, motherfucker, you didn't even need auto-tune. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think
T-Pain, he had a lot of the hits. He'd written a lot of songs. It was just that I think he had some kind of issue. Something happened to him personally. Like, he kind of went down and wasn't doing anything, and then he started to rise up. But when he started to rise up, it just didn't seem cohesive.
He won the Masked Singer though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
Man, I saw that shit. I was like, yo, wild surprise about that.
Yeah, but that's why I said you ain't even need. Auto-tune was the gimmick it was the wave at the time, but he could sing and rap regular.
Yeah, I knew about T-Pain a long time ago because being from Miami, he was part of this group called Nappy Heads. It was a Florida group from like Tallahassee, and it was on that grimy shit. They had a big hit single in Florida called Robbery. And it was like one of the biggest hits that they had in Florida. And then, you know, I guess from there they started, you know, touring around different, you know, the Chitlin Circuit areas and fucking going around. But I think from there T-Pain branched out from doing that shit. He was like, I'm not gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. And that's where like I'm Sprung and all this type of shit came from.
Were you associated with some rappers right now? Like with what you do, as part of being a hip hop junkie, like you got some rappers that you close to or you close with right now?
Well, I'm in close team with Never So Deep Records, which is DJ Blast, Donnie Darko, Paulo Valdez, and such. But you know, if anybody wants to, you know, check them out, please check them out at Never So Deep.
Are you their manager?
No, I'm just they're part of their marketing team.
Oh, okay. I think I heard of Donnie Darko, unless I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah.
Might be thinking about what's Donnie? Wait.
Yeah, he's dope.
Okay. What? And they out of Florida?
No, they out of North Carolina.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Poland said
South Carolina, one of those two.
What you know about Mitchie Slick?
Mitchie Slick, I heard of that name, but I don't think I. Even.
Yeah, he out of San Diego. That's an OG out there. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and Poe was in San Diego. So I know you know about some shit that go on in Brooklyn. So it's a lot of hip hop is making
I
a
risk. I lived in Brooklyn when I was a kid.
Oh yeah, where?
Yeah, in Flatbush.
Oh, off of Flatbush.
Not Flatbush. Bushwick.
Oh, you lived in Bushwick. Oh yeah, that's all right.
When I was a kid.
White people that took that shit.
And when I invited him to be there.
White people, they got Starbucks and shit all up over there.
Yeah, man. Last summer I went over there and visit. and I was visiting a friend, and I was so surprised at how everything turned out. I was like, the fuck is different out here? I looked at Knickerbocker Avenue, and it's all different.
You got the Jews over there now. The Jews be over there. Yeah, that shit bad right now. I was a kid
when I was in Brooklyn. So I've been raised mostly in Miami. So I always considered myself a Miami girl. But it just seems like people from Miami, they like, no, you a New York girl. But I'm always in between.
If you was managing an artist right now, like what would be some advice you would give your artist? As far as to make it
is, for one, developing relationships with different people, whether they be in like a influencer or a producer, a manager. I'm not managers as such. Developing relationships with people, small talk goes a long way. You know, I always tell people that because people always hit up my DMs. And they go at me the wrong way. And it, like, they get pissed because it's like, they send me links and I immediately delete them because it's just like, how would you go about this? Like, how, if you show me that you don't give a fuck, why should I give a fuck about you?
So basically somebody, people, is other artists, they'll just, the DM just be a link, they don't introduce themselves or nothing?
No, nothing, just be a link.
Oh yeah,
and then they get mad, like they go on my comments like, oh, check your DM, and I look at DM as it's just a fucking link.
Yeah, we talking about that shit too. They don't got no damn nobody teaching them. Like, you got dudes that send us songs, man. That shit be like a Word file. I'd be like, yo, did you even check to see if you was attaching an MP3 to that? Like,
yeah. So that I would tell the new artists to start developing relationship with people, and also develop relationship with followers. It's important to be on social media, to speak with the people, be on live, connect with the people, because it goes a little conversation goes a long way. Because once you show them that you're interested in them or they're interested in you, and you know, they will support you.
Man, look, I got a 15-year-old daughter. Man, look, the social media is fucked up. I want to get rid of that shit now, though. But my daughter come in there, she said, this morning, she said, Dad, my friend mad at me. I said, why she mad at you? She said, I reposted that picture of Cardi B titty, and I made a joke about it because it was ugly. I said, what the hell, why are you worried about that shit? I like, why are you worried about what Cardi B and her friend said? Oh, it looked like that because she was breastfeeding. You shouldn't body shame. She gonna say my mama stuff don't look like that. But I'm like, yo, why are y'all talking about that? Huh? That's what I said. I said, why y'all talking about that shit like that, man? I said, look, y'all supposed to be in school, learning how to be something in life, but y'all sitting up here arguing over what Cardi B titties look like. And I said, I guess all that doing is giving Cardi B publicity. Cardi B don't care about that shit. She came out and said it. Oh well, that's what my shit look like. You on mute, I think.
Yeah, it's like, she was like, I'm a, you know, like, it got lost.
She put that shit out on purpose.
Like, saying, hey, I'm a stripper, you know, this is stuff, but this is some natural shit.
She did it on purpose. That's why she don't care. It came out of her story, she did it on purpose.
Yeah, how you can't accidentally post your titty.
I know, I can't even do that shit. Can't nobody else do that shit.
But but I was like, but I said, damn, I see how that shit reached my damn house. My daughter talking about it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I mean, we was having a conversation about artists and this and hip hop, and we over here out of nowhere we started talking about Cardi B's titties.
Right. Like, I said,
this
damn.
Is how random this shit is. Look at this.
No, that's why I think like she should do better though, because like I guess she don't understand the impact she has on kids.
Right.
Or even other people, because like, you know, we saw another rapper do the same thing because of her.
Yeah. Oh, we did, yeah. We got this rapper that we both follow. She posted her titty yesterday.
Free titty for everybody.
I said, what? Like, I said, what's
wrong? What other rapper? Hey, like, anybody's online?
Right, I'm like, yo, y'all bugging out. But like he said, Cardi
like,
B.
Fuck it, I don't have to subscribe to fans only. Shit.
Right. What you think about that? Girls doing that? You don't care. Like you do. You don't like some people say. It's if it's a way to feed your family, or
yeah,
what?
I don't give a fuck. Do it. I don't care.
Yeah, some like people think like you ain't got no morals if you do it or.
Nah, I don't give a fuck. You can do. Women can do whatever the fuck they want. You know what I'm saying? Just like men can do whatever the fuck they want. Men could just fucking breathe and spread their legs anywhere they want and do whatever the fuck.
And
they want.
And no one says anything, right? But when a woman do it, she got to be a hoe.
Yeah, it's like let you know if. There's certain women that I know personally that done it just because they needed some bread because they either got laid off from work or they just basically got.
And it's a lot of perverts out there.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Yeah, it's a lot of shit like that. So, like, I think
you said that's a lot of perverts.
Yeah, so you're gonna get some money. It's gonna be somebody that's gonna subscribe to that shit.
It's always gonna be somebody that come out of nowhere and just come out of the bushes and just that you know pay for shit. Yeah,
they be paying bread.
My page always get harassed by shit. Like when I first started my page, like that first year, like I had this one guy send me a DM, and it was wild. It's wild, and I had screenshot it and shared it to everybody. But it said your taste in hip hop. I think it says your taste in hip hop is so good I want to eat your ass.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, we be talking about shit like that. That shit's so. That's random as shit, too, though.
I had to screenshot that shit and just save it and show it out to the world and say, look, this is why I do this.
And you put his name on there, too?
No, I didn't do that because I didn't want it. Like, I don't know if the guy has a family and things like that.
Yeah,
so I didn't want to.
Facts.
Like,
yo, saying some shit like that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the type of motherfucker that will go get OnlyFans, buy some of my OnlyFans, though.
Yeah,
if you saying some wild shit like that to people.
I bet you next year I'll probably get fucking 100,000 and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but you probably got morals right now. You don't need that money.
I got a family.
Yeah, you know, the family like, mommy, that's the fucked up thing too. You don't want no kids getting on that shit seeing you, man. That shit all bad.
No, but I don't know how fans only is or only fans. I don't know. Like, I don't know how it's set up, but I believe you can't really, children can't.
Okay, I saw Nicki Minaj and Cardi B supposed to be reunited and dropping a track. I want to see what that sound like. But you know what it is?
They said they're not gonna nominate their song for a Grammy.
They're not gonna nominate WAP.
Yeah.
Why? Because of the lyrics.
They said they're not gonna nominate it because they say even though it was like one of the biggest songs, they're not gonna nominate
that shit's like number one still. Like,
you gotta submit it. They said they're not gonna submit it.
Mm. What you
like
think
Cardi
about?
Like Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion, they're not gonna submit it.
Oh, we on some random ass shit. We were talking about some hip hop shit. Now
well,
about
Nicki Minaj is they hip hop. We like TMZ. We like TMZ, but we not like Vlad.
Yeah. I can't fuck with that.
Nah, we don't fool with him. We don't fool with him, man. That fool be making people tell on themselves.
Like, hey, so tell me about the break-in that you had a couple of weeks ago. What's
yeah, why he do that shit though? I'm like, why they answer? This fool's an idiot. I'm like, yo, y'all answer the question.
Well, them views.
They want to show out.
Them
hey, was Soulja Boy? Was that when he did interview when he was talking about he shot the dude?
Yeah,
he was on Vlad.
I don't remember where it was at, but that's like a fucking legendary moment, hip hop moment.
Yeah, that was Vlad. Yeah, Vlad be getting them to tell him. Man, I don't know how he do that shit, but like you said, you getting them views or whatever. But so like far as. So we did a top rapper from the 2000s tournament as well. So let's say if there was a top rapper in the 2000s out of, from 19 well, late 99 until now, who you think would have won that tournament?
Top rapper?
Yeah, best rapper since 2000.
I would say Drake.
Oh, you know what? We didn't have Drake in it because we did East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, and the South.
So you didn't act.
Nah, he wouldn't let me. Canada's he wouldn't. He wouldn't let me add him because he said he lived in Canada. Because I had the East Coast. So right. He said we couldn't use Drake. I think it was someone else we couldn't use.
Out of the from 2000, the top rappers.
I'm gonna see if you know. If you're a real hip head, you probably hip hop head. So, you'll probably.
If it's not Drake, it would be Eminem.
Damn. Nope.
And I'm talking about like top of the charts. Like,
yeah.
Not on no Liverpool.
Right. Just on some like on some like, just bars, like somebody dropping dope tracks, dope bars.
Bars from
2000s. Not like Black Thought bars, but just like some commercial shit. Like they drop nice commercial albums. They got nice, you know. You probably know who we talking about. You'll get there. I'll give you two chances.
I like Kendrick. Kendrick is dope.
Ooh, Kendrick. Kendrick was in the final. He made the final, but he lost in the final to this other rapper. Who you think would beat Kendrick in the final?
Let me give you a hint.
Yeah, give her a hint.
He kind of looks like me a little bit.
Look like you?
Yeah.
She like, shit, I don't. Rick Ross won.
Yeah?
Yep. It was him and Kendrick in the final.
Really? Okay.
But Kendrick, I picked the rappers from the East Coast and the rappers from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. He had the rappers from the South and from the West Coast. I think that you had this. You had the West Coast and the South.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was Kendrick. I think we played. Damn, I'm trying to think. I think for Rick Ross, he played
Purple Lamborghini.
Uh-huh.
And for Kendrick, I think I might have played one of the tracks from Damn. I played the one where he say, "Hop out, make it look sexy." What's that damn song?
That one?
Element. I played Element. Because I had already used, like, you know, my favorite Kendrick song is the one with MC8. What's that fucking song? Compton. It's the home of things. I'm from Compton. Yeah, that's my favorite song by Kendrick. So I had played that.
I got into Kendrick when he had this mixtape called Overdose.
Oh, then that was before everything.
Yeah. Overdose was like, because I heard him before then as I think he was called K-Dot, because this is when I was into like Blocks Heavy,
yeah,
and he was under the name K-Dot, and he had another album, like it was something with his eyes closed, I forgot what was the name of it, and he had a song, I think it was You, it was with Q-Tip, and ever since then. Like I was like, okay, let me go find out more about this dude, and then he had that mixtape called The Overdose, and then from there it's like I started going into his music,
Section
80 came out a lot later than that, so it was like, and ever since then I've been a fan.
Hey, but I had interviewed Razzcast. He was trying to say kind of like he was saying Eminem and Kendrick Lamar got their style from him.
From Razzcast?
Yeah.
That's a reach.
Well, no, I guess Eminem even says that's like one of his top rappers himself. But yeah.
Okay, Eminem, yeah, but I don't know what.
About Kendrick?
Yeah, he was saying.
No, you know what though? Hey, on some real shit, Razzcast in the 90s? Yeah. Late 90s, early 2000s, Razzcast.
If you had to be like, okay, what rapper was before Kendrick that kind of sound like Kendrick from the West Coast?
You say Corrupt.
He the closest one.
Or Corrupt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Corrupt, Razzcast. But now,
Razzcast, wasn't it?
Huh?
I mean, Razzcast spoke Corrupt, but at the same time.
Now, yeah, Corrupt was like 96. Yeah, same time. Like, but that's what I'm saying. Dog Pound, all that G-Funk stuff, that overshadowed Razzcast being in the West Coast. So yeah, Razzcast would have blew up. Could have blew up if it wasn't for like Dog Pound, Doggy Style, all that shit came out, man. Oh shit, that shit tough to
listen to Tech 9.
Tech N9ne is dope, but I don't listen to his music.
Okay.
Yeah, we.
But I think he's dope. I think he's dope, but I'm just not into that type of music.
That's that horrorcore. That's that horrcore yeah. rap. Yeah, that shit.
What did you listen to today? What songs you would listen to today? Name like three or four songs you listen to today.
Today I haven't listened to anything because I like woke up and did a bunch of shit. But what I was listening to yesterday was Stunna Kane and Donnie Darko album.
Stunna Kane.
Yeah, Stunna Kane.
Yeah,
which is DJ Bless. After the World Got to Us, that's their album. And then I was listening to DJ Bean's Five Deadly Venoms mixtape that she put out. I was also listening to Serena Isima. I think that's how to pronounce her name. She has an EP called Sensitive. That's a dope artist that she's not really in the hip-hop world, but like she raps, she sings. She has a whole collect. It's pretty dope. What else? I was listening to a bunch of R&B music. So I listen to a different range of music. Oh, another person that I was listening to was this kid named Tokyo Revenge.
Mm.
I don't know if you ever heard of him. He's a young kid.
Yeah.
He's probably 19, 20, or maybe 19 or 21 years old. He's very young.
He nice? But
yeah, he's pretty nice. One thing that surprised me was he has a song called, I think it was like The Morning or some shit. I don't know. I heard it on Spotify. It played randomly. And I was like, yo, I like this song. So when I went to do to check out the kid and find out who he was, he had this interview, and he was saying how he got his past rap flow by looking into a video of Jay-Z when he was with
Jazzo.
Yeah, when he was with Jazzo, and he had the what was it, original? Was it Original Flavor?
Yeah.
Yeah, Can I Get Open? When he said he watched Can I Get Open, he felt what Jay-Z was spitting, and he got influenced by that. So any kid that is fucking 18 or whatever the fuck he is, years old, that went and did his due diligence to go into old school rap that motherfuckers don't even listen to anymore, yeah. and get into that and got inspired and started putting kids on into that shit, I'm on.
Yeah, facts.
So I was like, he got a fan of me. So whatever he's put out, I'm gonna fucking buy it or whatever, download that shit.
Man, that just means he could be a Jay-Z stan too, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty dope.
Are you a stan of any artist?
Nah.
Black Thought.
Huh?
You a Black Thought? Would you call yourself a Black Thought stan?
No, I'm not. I'm not a stan.
No, you just a fan?
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
What's the difference?
A stan is like more.
Stan's more crazy, huh?
More like people who creates fan page and put them up and post pictures and do all that extra shit.
Yeah,
Stan's no, I'm a fan.
Yeah, Stan's. What'd you say, Poe?
I said, yeah, have you seen that stuff with Jaguar Wright? What she just said about the roots?
Man, I said, man, Jaguar Wright tripping.
At first, I was. Believing in her because I was like, as a woman, you know, there are some shit that happens,
right?
And, you know, some things that happen with like when it comes to, you know, rape or being touched or, you know, improperly or something like that. So I gave her my ears to like to listen and I respect that. But then she went off the rails and just went all over, and I was like, okay, this bitch is crazy. Now I'm kind of like, all right, now I'm going to be like, I'm a little side eye on this because it's like, now you sound like a person that is not really there.
Yeah, some sounded like something wrong with it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why I see it. Then it was like back-to-back stuff. I was every day.
Videos.
Yeah.
We got like a little thing. We just watch all of her videos that come up. Every day a new video come up. We've been doing that for like 2 months now.
Yep.
every day. She making them. I'm like, who's putting out all these damn videos?
Now,
like,
that reminds me of Azalea Banks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, she just like went off the rail.
Got banned. She got banned from Twitter, I think, because she was saying, I don't even know why she said that shit. I was like, what's she saying that for? And she was saying, like, she don't think that transsexuals that's getting a sex change should get have free health care. So they said she was bashing, so they banned her.
Oh, fast right now.
I think Twitter wanted to get rid of her for
a while. Yeah, because she be talking, she don't be talking like, about
they're like, any excuse that she said, oh, like, yo, all right, we're going to cut this one off. So
We need to get Twitter. I think it was like 1989, that first song she had. I thought she was good at first, but then after that, I don't know, she don't be coming out with no music. She has some dope ass shit. She has a dope ass song called Jumanji. I don't know if anybody heard of that. But that shit, she spits so fucking ill on that record. Who sing? I don't know, you're a little crazy to me now. Hold on, I'm going at it with my daughter right, man. I don't know, man. You got kids?
No kids, man.
Damn.
Oh, that's why she's so in love with hip hop right now.
No kids, man.
Hip hop, your baby, huh?
No kids, baby.
Huh.
39, no kids.
Damn, you 39 ain't got no kids?
Hell no.
Hey, look, let me tell you something, man. Look, real talk. We both was in the Marines, and we had a CO. I think she was 40. She ain't had no kids. She wasn't married, and we thought something was wrong with her ass. She, how you look? 39? Were you married?
No, I was engaged.
Okay.
And, you know, things didn't work out, but it was like the best thing to be out of it anyway. Because I mean, it spawned me to go in a whole different direction to be in the actual music industry. So like.
Yeah, so this is an interview. This interview is about you. So you feel free not having no kids and not being married.
Yeah.
You feel it's like you ain't got an answer to and you. Oh, and you single, so you got an answer to nobody. So
anybody hit up the DM? What's up?
Damn. Please
talk to me nice.
And what they got? Look, what they and don't send a picture of their stuff too, huh? Because them niggas is crazy with that shit. Why do she want to see your dick? Like, if she wants to see that shit, she ask you. But look.
Yeah, it's like, what? Why is that necessary?
They think like that's a fact.
It's like, that's a fact. Tinder, yeah.
But if somebody was to hit up your DM, like, what would be a nice way to approach you? Because a lot of dudes have trouble with that. They don't know what to say.
Like, I do to every artist. Every music artist that is on there that I follow, I try to say, hello, how are you doing? Literally, those four words work miracles. I mean, it does everything. Just saying hello, how are you, and just starting a small conversation with a person, whether they just say I'm good, or you know, they say certain.
They say like, fuck out of here.
Or you know, if they say fuck out of here, then that person don't want to speak to you. So you got to respect their boundaries. But as long as you create a like just small talk, mm-hmm. it'd be good. But there's some people that just don't know how to talk to me. You know how many times I get approached like, hey, I got this artist over here. You should check out. Yo, you know what, ma? If you're really into hip hop, you should listen to this. I'm like, no, this is not going to fucking work.
Yeah. True. I feel you on that one.
You got to talk to me. It's like if you approach somebody in the streets, and you cannot just throw CDs at people. They don't know who the fuck you are.
No, they do that shit out. They do that shit out here. We was talking about that the other day. I'm like, motherfucker, you put the CD in my hand. So if you put it in my hand and I walk away, you come chase me down like, hey, my man, that ain't free. Fuck, you put it. Why you put it in my hand? A simple, hey, my man, I'm selling my mixtape. You know, you got a couple dollars on you. Because the thing is, if you take the mixtape from somebody here and walk away, and they talk and they tap you on the shoulder like, yo, my man, that one free. They gonna take a dollar. If I say, oh man, all I got on me is a dollar, they gonna take it. And they gonna keep it pushing. So what's the wrong with you saying, hey man, I got my mixtape here. Anything is appreciated. Don't just say, yo, check out my tape, put it in my hand, and when I grab it, you like, hey nigga, that ain't free. Shit don't make no sense.
I do well with those. I usually just give them back. Like, hey.
yeah. You give it back to them. Like, oh, my man, my bad. I ain't know you was charging. And you just give it back to them.
I don't know you. I don't care. I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes that? What? I mean, like, if you show me that you don't give a shit about you or your music, why should I give a shit about you? You know what I'm saying? And that's the attitude I come with all the time. Because it's just like...
Yeah, because it's a lot of rappers, man. Like, and it's a lot of nice rappers out there. But like you said, man, some lanes are so congested that you would have to, like, do some weird shit just to get to the front so somebody can hear your shit. Like, I'm trying to think.
And most of the time, the way how I post people on my page, it just happens that either the music speak from themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I happen to, like, scroll into, like, sometimes they on the Explorer page and it pops up and I like it, a comment, or sometimes I follow, you know, and then maybe I share later on or during that time. So it's sometimes you just gotta either let the music speak for itself or you have to speak for yourself and represent, right. You know, introduce yourself as an artist. Don't let it be the first thing that comes out of your DM is, hey, I'm such and such, here's a link. Let the link come later. Let the give the person an opportunity to learn about you first and let them go look at your shit, your page, and then if they happen to like it, like, hey, you know, if you like this, would you mind, I send you a link of my music, blah, 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 and then if they say yes or no, you know, you just go on and forth with that. But some people, they just shove shit in your face, and it's just like, I get hundreds of DMs a day, just shit like that.
Yeah. If they dope, tell them to come holler at me or Poe. But they gotta be able, like I said, they gotta be like, we trying to get to the point where we not just interviewing any rapper, you know, like, there's some nice rappers out there, man, but you gotta be about your business or something. It gotta be like some beneficial, like, I should be getting something out of interviewing you type thing, like, as mm-hmm. well as you getting something from it. You feel me? Like, whether it's promotion, whether it's a something that we share together, like you said, you listen to the Tokyo Revenge guy, and you was like, shit, that shit wowed you. That dude was inspired by some shit that came out before he was born.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, stuff like that, like, stories. It's also the story behind the artist. Like, shit, you listen to Mozzie?
Mozzie?
He out of Sacramento. He a gangster rapper, though. You don't listen to a lot of gangster rap?
It depends.
Hey, what Steve Harvey said? What Steve Harvey said on there? He said, I take out my gun and I wet ya. He said, nigga, I don't want my t-shirt wet with blood. Oh, my t-shirt wet from love. That nigga Steve Harvey. But yeah, that gangster shit be... I like that shit, man.
Okay, the gangster shit, if it's like on some East Coast... Like, my thing is, my ears always tend to lean towards the East Coast, New York, or North, like that northern sound. That's northern boom bap gritty sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my ears go to. Or it goes the whole different direction towards the south. Like, you know, Miami, North Florida, and Atlanta, you know, that trap music shit. That's where my ears go. But anywhere from, like, that G-Funk and West Coast type of sound, I just don't like it. The Midwest, it depends. So, my ears tend to lean towards the east.
What happened to Miami in the finals?
I don't know, man. I don't really pay attention to sports. You don't pay attention to sports? I used to back then, but I don't pay attention to sports anymore. Now it's a totally different game right now. The real shit that we should need to pay attention to is the political game.
There we go. We could do both too, though, right?
Yeah. We could do both.
What you think? We really
need to pay attention, because a lot of these people are doing crazy moves that you, like, when you hear some shit, it's like, wait a minute, that don't sound right.
What's the latest craziest shit you heard?
Well, the craziest shit is right now, between
them trying to shoo in a judge, just the judge for the Supreme Court.
Oh yeah, what's her name, Barrett?
Yeah. So they trying to shoo her in as quickly as possible. So
they trying to get that shit locked in before the election.
Yeah, try to have it locked in before the election. So either Trump have his way or the Republicans have their way, even if Trump is not on the next term.
Me and Poe usually ask everybody this: what you think about Trump?
Fucking the devil. The devil, the cheetah. The fucking Cheeto looking ass. Yeah, he's just evil, man. He's fucking racist.
See, we talk about that too. We said, look, he might not be, and this is just a different view. Like, mm-hmm. He might not be racist, right?
But hear me out.
He might not be racist, but the racist people in America think he's racist, mm-hmm. and that's all they need. That's all they need for fuel for their agenda is to be like, damn, because me and Poe talk about, if you racist, that means what? You don't fuck with what? Like, let's say you a racist person and you don't like black people. You don't fuck with black people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Trump do fuck with black people that got money.
So does the slave masters. So that's the slave masters. They done it too. I mean,
so
the whole white supremacist.
You believe that? Like 100%?
100%. I believe he's a whole white supremacist. There's a reason why he caters to them.
Paul, you think he a white supremacist?
Oh no, I had to talk to him. Shit, I think Joe Biden a white supremacist. I be thinking all white people. Shit, I think all white people are racist until I talk to them.
Well, you know what's funny? The white supremacists mean you think whites is better than any other race, though. So you probably, it's a, probably a lot of white supremacists out there who
I'm saying, like she said, I
seriously believe that he's a white supremacist, man.
Yeah, you don't need a white supremacist in the White House.
It's David Duke, okay? So.
And you don't need a white supremacist. Like, it's okay if you want to be a white supremacist. You just can't be a white supremacist as a president. I feel that. I also, we talk. You know, like, I don't know.
What's saying Biden ain't no white supremacist?
That's what I'm saying. We don't know why Biden ain't no. But Biden ain't coming out saying shit like he's saying to make people like nobody was saying Trump was a white supremacist until he started doing like weird shit like.
Everybody talking about Trump, but Biden and Harris wanted to lock up all the black people.
True.
So, like, shit.
True.
They the ones locking up black people.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying Trump the one that signed the law for the HBCUs to get some money.
Do you believe that? Because you know that's a whole ploy to look good amongst black folks.
Him signing the law for the HBCUs.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole thing, man.
He's like, hey. I can tell
look at this shiny thing.
Go look at this. We can keep it hip hop right now. So y'all heard that shit about Ice Cube, right?
Yeah, I heard about it.
So Ice Cube got that thing called Contract with Black America, and everybody now coming up saying he worked with Trump. But he said both parties, when he started talking about the Contract with Black America, both parties hit him up. He said Biden and Harris party said, we'll come back to you after election. Trump, they did something to their shit right then.
You know why?
So they saying they
working. You know
why?
Because they trying to get the black voters.
Shit, Biden is too.
Desperately trying to get the black voters. They're pandering towards black folks. If you watch every rally of Trump, they would have sprinkled about 4 or 5 black people on the left side of him or on the right side of him.
You must have seen that.
Pandering towards them.
Did you see that? You saw that URL battle with about Joe Biden that they just put out?
No, what was that? I swear, that's
pandering.
Like,
he had a whole battle rap talking about vote for Biden. That, you can't get more pandering than that.
Wait, what was it?
It's Charlie.
Everybody's pandering towards
Charlie Clip and DNA doing a battle rap about why they're going to vote for Biden.
Damn, for real? Oh, you told me that.
Yeah, they did.
It's already out?
Joe Biden's YouTube page.
It's already out? They did it already?
It's on Joe Biden's page.
Hey, that's pandering to black people, though, right there.
Pandering, too. Yo, yeah, that's pandering. Disgusting.
But like I said, Biden and Harris, Biden and Harris shouldn't, this is my thing. If you want to win, you shouldn't play his game. Because he good at his game already. Like, Trump good at his game. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't try to play, that's like me right now trying to go form a basketball team. And I'm like, yo, we're going to go try to challenge the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get our ass whooped. We might be good.
Yeah.
But we get on the court with them. Like they said at the debate, like, don't try to be ignorant like him. Because he going to be the one that win if you arguing with him doing ignorant shit like he doing. But, yeah, that's pandering, man. If you trying to get fucking... And why you... How you get Charlie Clips... Man, where you find them at?
Yeah, they're probably like, hey, just give me any dope Negro that raps. That raps good.
Hey, look, they had that shit with Trump.
Like, nah, like, what the fuck is that? Like,
that's like when...
It's embarrassing. It's like...
Yeah, that's like when Trump was like, yo, look at my African-American over there. I'm like...
Yeah.
You ain't never addressed no black person before or something. He's
both
like,
of them are pandering as hard as fuck.
Yeah, that shit. Wow. That's why
it's sad.
But I say, if you keep trying to do it his way, you gonna end up losing, man. Like, and the thing is, and the common denominator is white folk. You know what I'm saying? You gotta. And right now he got the white folks on lock. Trump got the white folks on lock, man. Like, so, especially the ones who racist still, like.
Yeah.
Like it, the country that got more racist than in the last, I mean, in my opinion, in the last 4 years, while he's been a president, the country has been more racist to me. I haven't been through any racist situations, but I'm just saying, like, the shit we see, and again, the media drives all of that because we not there at these situations firsthand to know what's going on in Portland or what went on in Charlottesville or what went on in all these different places. We know, all right. You know, based on which you know based on which news shit you watch. If you watch CNN, they all racist. They all white supremacists. If you watch fucking Fox, it's the CNN that's creating the issue, making people think this way. So, I guess it is what it is. Cause
I listen to multiple different news channels, from TYT to CNN to MSNBC. I just don't do Fox. Fox is very narrated towards Trump.
That's like the White House's news station. Yeah, they like.
Yeah.
They not gonna. You might have
The only time I listen to them is if I want to hear what type of excuses they have for him.
Yeah, that should be funny. Like, or if they don't answer a direct question, it's like, what did he mean by Proud Boy stand down? Whatever, whatever. Oh no, he was just telling them, what the fuck he was saying to them, dude. Well, look. It don't matter what he was saying because they took it a certain way. Shit. It don't matter what he meant by that shit because they took... And that's what they say communication is, though. Shit, communication is like what I say, what I intended for it to mean, and how you take it. Shit, I can say I intended for this not to hurt you, but if I tell you shut the fuck up, you can't tell somebody shut the fuck up and then be like, I didn't mean to be disrespectful when I said that shit. So you shouldn't have took it in a disrespectful way. But if you sit up there telling these known white supremacist group, stand down is some military shit.
Yeah.
And stand by is some military shit. That's some, hey, chill for now, but look, we got some shit coming type shit.
Yeah, so it's like, it's like, some fuck shit coming.
Like, stand by mean chill, but don't go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know what's going to happen. But for now, they on my ass. And I gotta say something to the groups, so I'm gonna just tell y'all personally. Them motherfuckers are dancing all on their Twitter page, showing videos, dancing, talking about yes sir, stand by, yes sir, we will stand by. I'm like, I said these motherfuckers, bitch. Like Pope said, everybody should get it. Everybody gonna need a gun soon. I don't got one though. I don't keep guns. Yeah, I got kids.
I'm just counting down the days till this shit goes away, man. Cause I'm just hoping shit goes the right way and get. Joe
well,
Biden.
they say if Biden win y'all state, he gonna win. Y'all
Florida,
like, yeah.
Florida is on some fuck shit. You see, I Florida is always on some fuck shit. So I don't know with Florida, you know.
They say Biden leading like 50-40 right now in Florida, but he would need to win that state to take the presidency back to from Trump though, because that's like the major swing state or whatever. And it's always some weird going on there.
No, if he takes Florida, it gives him a big lead.
Yeah, it'll be hard for Trump to win if Biden won that.
It won't get him it would give him a win, of course. But I'm talking about if he takes Florida, it will give him a bigger lead than anything because he's getting a lot of states.
Right, right, right. So that's his biggest thing. I will be in Florida.
But Florida's also fuck shit. So
yeah, that's a weird ass state, man. Where's George Zimmerman at?
He's in what was it, Orlando, I believe.
Dude, they said like that motherfucking coach just walk around freely. Yeah, what Jay-Z said?
Meanwhile, people that look like us, chilling and killing each other and shooting each other, talking about we want to kill each other, but don't even dare want to kill that motherfucker.
Ain't that what Jay-Z said?
Mm-hmm.
He said, y'all let Zimmerman live, but y'all kill XXX, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, hey, that just goes to show you what it is, man. Like, I don't know. I ain't a Republican. I don't know what I am, man. But, like, because I fuck with shit from both sides. Like, they both say...
Yeah, I'm an independent.
You gonna vote for Kanye then and that other dude? What's that dude name? No, Rocket? I don't even know who he is.
Kanye needs to sit the fuck down, be in a studio, stay at the studio. Take your meds or don't take your meds. Just stay in your studio and just create. And how about that?
But how you feel about Kanye as a rapper? Did he fall off or is he still Kanye?
I think Kanye has his wit and smarts about him being creator and being creative music, but his mental behavior is just cutting a lot of shit out, man. It's fucking putting a damper into his legacy.
Yeah, didn't he pee on the Grammys or something?
His mental health is not right.
Yeah, I feel you. Right. I fuck with him though.
People that's surrounding him should not enable him to go on to these presidential stuff, these campaigns and stuff. That's stupid. It's just like, okay, I get it. You want to market yourself, you want to keep it, but stay away from the politics part. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And if he did a debate, they'd tear his ass up.
He's not mentally well.
Yeah, he would get messed up in the debate. I already know that. But yeah, look, man, look, we like talking. We already knew we was gonna be able to talk about some good shit with you, so we appreciate you pulling up.
We went a long way, man. We went from talking about some hip hop shit, like some just rap artists, to Cardi B's titties, to politics. I mean, shit, we all over the map, Grammys and all that.
We talked about how a nice gentleman could approach you in your DMs. Yeah, we talked about Trump, Biden, Harris. Mm-hmm. Yo, that shit was funny. I was watching Saturday Night Live. They did the debate over. That shit was funny.
Yeah, I saw that.
he was
the Jim Carrey thing. That was pretty funny. I think it went a little long.
Yeah.
If they had it like a good 2 or 3 minutes, it would have hit. But it went way too long.
No, yeah, that shit was funny when they introduced Biden. That motherfucker did that curtsy. That shit was funny, nigga. Nah, he
not one yet though.
Huh?
I ain't watched the VP one yet.
Oh, you ain't see it? Oh, you didn't see the real one?
No, the VP, the Saturday Night Live one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah.
What coast are y'all in?
No, huh? He on the West Coast.
On the West Coast.
I'm in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah, so I grew up in the West Coast though, so like shit, I'm a West Coast dude out here. But should I have been out here, like, what? How many years I've been out here now? This 2020?
So what time is it?
It's 5 o'clock now. Okay. I think we on the same time as Miami.
No. You're in New York now.
Yeah.
And then the other one?
Paul's in San Diego.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock here.
Oh, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah, because I see you kind of tired. I was like, all right.
He would just interview somebody before we got on.
Ah.
He'd be moving. Me and him, we do interviews every Wednesday and Thursday, but he do them every day for, because, you know, we got the Just Two Black Brothers, and then he got Poe Politicking. That's his own show. Like, that's okay. where he got a lot of the legends he'd interview. Like
that's dope, man. I'm going to refer a few people to y'all both, you know.
Yeah, we sent some people to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
I just had Sincere. I guess that's one of Nope people. Sincere.
Oh yeah, Sincere. Yeah.
She talking about you in the email. I ain't know what she's talking about. She's talking about you.
What she said?
With the text.
Oh yeah, I think so. Yeah, he just hit me up. But yeah, so shoot. Look, you got to come through again, man. Have you a little segment on here so you can talk hip hop.
Of course, man. I got you, man. I'm here.
All right, for sure, for sure. We're going to get on out of here. Nice talking to you, though.
Nice talking to y'all, too.
All right, take it easy. Be safe out there, too. All right,
peace,
all
right, man. Peace.
We done for the day, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing now, man?
I'm doing shit.